Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
You know what I think I might get up? I'll be busy all weekend this week. But next weekend when I'm home, what I'm going to do, or I may even just do it Thursday because it's a day.
What?
I might make some homemade donuts.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Homemade donuts.
Like do the whole thing where, you know, I'm going to do the take it and dip it into the chocolate and let it sit like, you know. Like at the what you call donut places. Yeah. So I'll do a glazed and a chocolate covered.
Okay. Are they going to be more of like a Krispy Kreme style donut or a Dunkin' Donuts style donut?
They'll be more of like a Walmart style donut. You know, they have good donuts at Walmart.
I've never had them.
But there's no Krispy Kreme style.
You can't
be replicated.
That.
No.
Okay.
No, it'd be kind of like what you would get at a normal donut place.
Okay.
Not necessarily Dunkin'. They'll probably be better than Dunkin', you know, because they'll be all fried up and fresh and,
sure,
and everything.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Can you do it on a night before I come into the studio?
So you think there would be some left?
I was hoping.
Riggins
or maybe
gets here
just
before,
a half?
Riggins gets here before you do, so they'd probably all be gone.
Yeah, I'll
eat not that day. That day I'm coming in at 4 a.m. I'm sitting here.
Yeah,
I'm
why
bringing
not,
my pillow.
Why not say, can I come in the day after you make them instead of, can you make them the day before I come in?
Well,
how do you work around my schedule?
I wanted to the night before so they're a little fresh.
Yeah.
But I've never made donuts before, so. It can't be that hard. All you do is just, you know, cut the circle in the dough and deep fry it.
Yeah.
And put the glaze on it.
Yeah. What's Jody going to say
do
when you tell
see
her
what?
About that?
Oh, what?
What, Linz?
Do you see what I'm eating? I don't care what they tell. I mean, old Slim Jims over here. Anything's going to be great to me.
Old Slim Jims. So what will Jody say?
Yeah.
Something.
She's going to be like, that's a lot of work.
Well, that and, that's real healthy.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. But then she'll eat one and enjoy it. And
no, she won't.
Oh, she won't even eat it?
Not if it's not
Bobby approved.
Or if it's not Saturday. And then she might eat a half of one on a Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, she got a weight problem.
Yeah, she does. I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait to eat. That's her problem. No, I'm kidding.
It's the talk of the town.
But yeah, she wouldn't mess with it.
Does that hurt your feelings a little bit when you do something?
Lord, no.
You done?
No. She didn't eat any of the crawfish pies the other day that I made.
She didn't?
Mm-mm. She doesn't like the filling of that is tomato-based with the crawfish and the rice and everything. Tears up her stomach.
The tomato?
Oh, just tears it up.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to deal with that all day Saturday.
I blew it up. She would never say that. But.
Yeah, well, they don't agree with me. So yesterday, we kind of got into a little bit of a quarrel over something that happened in Canada and what my reaction would be to it. It took Riggins aback a little bit, but I still stand on that business.
10 toes down.
Stand on it. So it's today's In Case You Missed It replay, and we'll do that next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Kensho Cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deal.
Extra Funny is new 10 a.m. Eastern every weekday as a podcast. Listen or watch at tjriggins.com. Extra Funny is sponsored by Wear Playground. Get 20% off with code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yesterday, we had a story of a confrontation that ended violently in Canada between two women at a shopping center. And then the discussions of how we would handle the situation, the way I said I would handle it, left Riggins flabbergasted, I would say. Flabbergasted and his whole world topsy-turvy. It's today's In Case You Missed It replay. Here you go.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch-up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
So this is in Canada. All right. Imagine these two 30-something-year-old Canadian women having a dispute. Now, what the dispute was is that one woman was standing in a parking spot in a crowded parking lot, saving it for her friend that was coming back around and was going to park there. Okay. Well, this lady pulls up first and she says, "Move, get out of that spot. I'm taking that spot." And she refused to move. So in the, "I know it's tempting, but you can't do it" department, you know what she did?
She
ran over her.
She ran over her.
Yeah. Well, she ran over her. And then she was arrested. The woman standing in the parking spot, saving it, has broken legs or something. Didn't kill her, but she's got, you know, lower body injuries.
Well, she's also stupid. Sorry.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's tempting. It's so tempting to want to lose it on some entitled, don't play by the rules person when standing in a parking spot that is not made to be stood in, saving it for another car because you didn't get there in time. It's parking is first come, first served in store parking lots, which is what this was in. There are no special rules for you to be able to get out and stand in the parking spot and save it.
No.
And I'm sure she was so obnoxious and such a pain in the butt and, you know, that entitlement mentality and defiance and the whole thing. But you can't run over her.
You can't run over. You got to go find another spot.
Let bygones be.
I wouldn't find another spot.
Well, what are you going to do?
I would pull in there as far as I could get, and I wouldn't let that other car get in there. That's for sure. I wouldn't run over her. I wouldn't run over her, but I'm making sure that if anybody in a car gets that spot, it's going to be me.
Oh, no, that's not the that's not the way I thought you were going to handle this. No,
but that's
ridiculous.
That's a good plan.
No, it's not.
Why should she get it? She broke the rules. I was there first. I got there the way you're supposed to get there, like a civilized person in a civil society would do.
And how long are you going to wait?
Till it closes.
Oh, TJ, you're being ridiculous.
I'm not. I swear I would sit I would sit right there until the cops came or the management, if they came first, and say, "She is standing in the parking spot. I have a car that I'm trying to get in there, and I was here before that car was. Now, she needs to move," and I guarantee you, if they're not psychos, the management of the store would say, "Ma'am, you can't do that. He gets the parking spot."
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. That's 2 hours. Now you're dealing with the cops. And
I would gladly deal with them.
I would not.
Riggins' worst nightmare.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Cops, God forbid, they smell weed or something.
But I don't worry about that.
Yeah. Just no thank you.
I'd get my spot.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. Now, Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right, we haven't done this in a while. You want the tweet of the day? The tweet of the day. Thought this was pretty good. When life shuts a door, open it again. It's a door. That's how they work. I love that. So true. When life shuts a door, just open it again. It's a door. That's how they open and close.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. That is the tweet of the day. And the only reason I share something uplifting, funny like that is because there is a very crazy story, super sad story, but I think it's really interesting. There's an influencer. She was on So You Think You Can Dance, I think season 11. She's now an influencer. She's got 100,000 followers on Instagram. She's married. She's got a little kid. Well, she just gave birth to a stillborn baby back in November.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A company reached out to her and said, we want to give you this $1,200 bassinet before she gave birth. And if you could do some promotional content for us, we would love that. It's like a super high-tech bassinet. Yeah. After she delivers the stillborn, the company reaches out to her management and says, we can come pick up that bassinet. They wanted it back.
Mm.
They've now apologized on all the major publications saying this was an unfortunate miscommunication. We would never want to add any grief or pain to her experience already. We simply said that we've experienced this with other families, and the bassinet sometimes reminds them of the heartbreak. So we were just offering to come pick it up, not that we were demanding it back. However, the influencer sister posted on Instagram saying they demanded it back.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think that was a, oh my God, how can we cover this? All hands on deck. Here's what we did. How do we make it seem like we're not terrible?
Yes.
We thought it might remind her.
Yeah.
So there was a way to say that, and
or not even come up with the just write that off.
Write it off because you risk saying the wrong thing. Now they say we're going to handle this with the individual that came up with the, I think they used unfortunate language, but in no way were we demanding it back. It was more of an offer that we can come pick it up. But it's like, oh guys, did you screw that up? And the sister points out, like, this is a company that's supposed to be like celebrating motherhood and babies and. Just really bad. Really bad.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know.
All right. Here's the thing. And I know everything doesn't come back to this, even though it seems like I always say that it does. But when you have a bunch of people who are now having to deal with the public, who have spent their entire formative years locked away from the public and trying everything they can do to not have to deal with having a conversation with a stranger or somebody that works at a store, because now people don't know people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you probably have some, 30-year-old in there who's spent his whole life or her whole life right in front of the computer or the phone, and she doesn't know how to talk to people or doesn't stop to go, hey, this is not really a good look for you. We can't go to this poor lady and ask for this thing back. Forget, how it's going to look on us as a company for the bad PR, but the decency of it.
Yeah.
And I just don't think enough people are skilled in their social interactions now to be able to do the right thing.
Yeah.
They're just ignorant to it.
Yeah.
And clearly she didn't use ChatGPT. Clearly.
Right. Yeah, maybe not. Yeah, just an unfortunate story.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I would like to say I hate being the one who always has to try to protect our language, but I don't hate it. It is a cross I proudly bear. To be the one person in America that's speaking up for our language and trying to protect it from being just trashed all the time. You know, when I say words need adjectives, can't just take over a word that already means something and then have it mean something else. And if you do, like just saying, "Boo, she's got an attitude." Well, there are good attitudes and bad attitudes. What kind does she have? You know, or we've got weather in San Francisco at the airport. We got weather in San Francisco. The flight's going to be delayed. Everybody, every place in America has weather. Every place on earth has weather. What kind of weather? Ugh. Now it's happened again. The company that I love, Edible Arrangements, loved them for years. I don't know how they get that delicious, juicy fruit year round.
It is amazing.
It's not juicy fruit as in the Wrigley's chewing gum. Juicy as an adjective, fruit. Mm-hmm. But I saw this story that said that Edible Arrangements' parent company is now selling actual edibles through the site, edibles.com.
What?
Okay. So they already sell edibles. That's why they're called Edible Arrangements. Every type of substance that is used as food is edible. It's an edible. What kind of edibles? You talking about dope edibles or dope gummies? What dope brownies? But you got to say what they are. You can't just take a word and just, oh, that means every kind of product that you eat that makes you high is just going to be called an edible. Well, what about this cheeseburger? Is it edible? Yeah, it's edible, but we're talking about dope.
Oh, geez.
You gotta explain. You can't just take a term like pride. Pride already means something, and it's meant something since the biblical days. You can't just now have it, just change it to the word pride only means when you're talking about a big group of gay people. Like they travel in prides.
Like lions.
Isn't that how they use it?
I don't know.
Like if a bunch of gay people are together, they call that a pride of gay people. Isn't that?
They might.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I was like, I don't know. I think they're just prideful.
But seriously, an edible is something already.
Yep.
Eatable.
So then we just automatically forfeit the word over to a bunch of dope heads.
Well,
is what we do.
It's true. Edible Arrangements getting in the drug game. What's that about?
It says their parent company, so they're probably not going to be called, you know, Edible Marijuana Arrangements.
Mm.
But who knows?
Great idea, though. Mm. Give me a little arrangement.
I ate the whole thing. I don't know where I am.
So they should be called D9 gummies, D8 gummies, marijuana brownies, like they always were. Always called pot brownies.
Pot brownies.
Now they're edibles.
Edibles. More refined.
Yeah. You know what's refined? Using an adjective. That's what's refined.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
As the Cajun people in my home state of Louisiana would say, how y'all are?
Me too.
Oh, wait, sorry, Lynn. Yeah, that's what a lot of them say. How y'all are?
I kind of like that in a weird way.
Does that bother you being a grammatical, patriot?
No.
Does it kill you,
because dialects? No, because that's a completely different culture.
I mean,
those are Cajuns. I'm not a Cajun.
Nobody
expects anything more out of them. I'm telling you. Nor do they expect it of themselves.
Yeah.
They just like to drink, have a good time, a.k.a. pass a good time is what they call it.
And cook
and be, you know, be pretty cool.
You like
people.
Them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are my kind of people.
Yeah, I do. They're different than any other culture in the world.
Yeah.
And your average Cajun is so neighborly and welcoming and all. I always use this example. If you saw a guy out on his porch in South Louisiana and you're lost and you pull up to him and say, "Hey, can you tell me how to get to Elm Street?" He would say, "Hang on a minute. Let me get my keys. You can follow me over there. I'll show you where it is."
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Probably because he's too drunk to give the directions.
Well,
no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
He's like, I know where it is. I can't tell you.
that's how they are. Yeah.
I love that. That's where I feel like I need to live.
I
don't like, I don't, listen, I don't like to cook. I like to eat. So I like to drink.
I think you would last a week in South Louisiana from the humidity and the heat.
Yeah.
And, oh.
It's not good for my hair. And I don't like to sweat.
And you also don't like alligators.
Oh, my God, yeah. And
big old mosquitoes.
But these are my people because they're friendly. This is what I need.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wouldn't make you dress up for Bible study.
Love that. See, I can wear a hat to their Bible study.
Yeah. You're in the wrong place. Now that you're saying that, you probably are in the wrong
place. Yeah. But you're right. Last week, and then we're out.
Yeah.
Just the humidity alone.
Mm-hmm. It'd be good for your skin.
Yeah.
Not good for your hair.
Yeah. Good for my dry eggs in my hands. Yeah.
She's probably the only person in South Louisiana to be doing a pain-free facelift.
Yeah.
I bet.
Guys, I had a laser facial. What are you talking about?
I don't know. There's some city-fied women in South Louisiana.
Are there?
Highfalutin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like it.
Then I saw some bad news this morning for the... you know, these, like Rob, these always order on an app people to go pick up the food and whatnot. This will probably become a trend, but it's going on in San Diego right now. They just became the first city to ban digital-only coupons at stores and restaurants. Officials say having to download an app isn't fair to people who might not be able to, including seniors. So now they're going to have... You know, the apps can't take a priority over people who don't have the app coupon. People who are clippers are going to be just as high on the totem pole in San Diego as those smug app people are when they pull through the drive-thru, not having to talk to people.
Well, good for them.
That's stupid. Mm-hmm.
You don't like it.
No, they shouldn't be telling a private business how they can give out discounts on their own business.
It's San Diego.
Yeah. I'd be like, well, I got arthritis. I can't use scissors, so I can't clip them. I have to use my iPad. How about that?
Well, you're still going to be able to do that. But yeah, they are a bunch of communists, but still.
Get out of their business.
They still, won't take
that's what's going on.
Over.
So that could be spreading throughout the country.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
On fire. On fire. A little Hollywood story for you here from me.
Wow.
Hollywood news. Everybody's talking about this whole, you know, situation with Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner, his ex-wife, and they've been seen together and all that. So, of course, these you know, people who have nothing better to do with their lives, are you back together? Are you getting back together? You know, so Ben Affleck called Jennifer Garner, quote, wonderful and great, and, quote, really good co-parent, end quote. I hate that term.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. You're a parent, not a co-parent. You're a parent.
Yep.
Both of you are parents. And he says of his split with Jennifer Lopez, quote, there's no scandal, no soap opera, no intrigue. We're just two unbelievably self-absorbed lunatics who will never find true lasting love with anybody. We, as well as almost all Hollywood degenerates, are too weird to exist happily in the real world.
Whoa.
Well, I added all that last part.
Yeah,
I think. He stopped with no soap opera, no intrigue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I knew he wouldn't call himself a lunatic, even though, you know, if the shoe fits.
All of that.
I kind of thought it was real for a second.
Yeah.
It should be. He should be saying that.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, if he's got the truth in him anywhere, he would say it. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of sad. That, I mean, I wish it was more of a scandal that happened to make him look more sane. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it's just the fact that what I added to the quote explains it all. They're just freaky Hollywood people, and they're too self-absorbed to share their lives in the real world with somebody else.
Right. It'd be better with
both of them. All of them.
True.
Because that Jennifer Garner's weird, too. I mean, she always gets... She's so nice. She's so sweet. She's a weirdo. And I think she's mental. She's a mental that is not a patient.
Which one's crazier, though? J-Lo or Jay Garner?
I think Jennifer Lopez, because I think she's mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
On top of being, you know, what all she is, crazy. That's true.
Yeah.
At least Jennifer Garner's crazy, but then, you know, puts off the persona of being nice.
Right.
And I really think she does try to be nice.
Yeah.
I think Jennifer Lopez tries to be mean.
Yeah.
And rude to people and
right.
and look down upon them.
Right. Like demanding the red M&Ms in her dressing room or whatever it was, you know.
Yeah, having somebody walk ahead of her and spray perfume so she never has to smell anything that is, you know, not sweet and precious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always heard that rumor. I figured that was extreme, but still, I could see it happening.
Yeah.
You know, it's part of an entourage. Well, we need a perfume sprayer so Jennifer never has to smell anything unpleasant.
Yeah. But walking through like a cloud of perfume, God, would be so intense.
I would cough. Like, whenever I go in the bathroom right after my wife has gotten ready and that perfume is fresh in there, I'll walk in and go.
Yeah.
It's like you can like taste it.
Yeah.
No thanks.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So Nelly in the news, he's 50 years old. I mean, in case you want to feel old, Nelly is 50. He's married to Ashanti. And, you know, they were this sort of hip-hop romance for a long time. Mm-hmm. But he was doing a new interview. And they asked him, you know, about getting married. And he said, you know what? I said, let's just knock this out because we're going to be doing so much and everything's moving so fast. I didn't want her to be a baby mama. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's a valid answer.
Yeah.
Love him. Sure.
People are giving him grief over it, but, and it might come off a little, I don't know, crudely, I guess, or not well said, but he's making a good point. He's like, I don't want her to be, I'm going to marry the mother of my child.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that should be broadcast all over the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nelly, as I don't know what he's done lately to get in, he didn't get in trouble not long ago about something or whatever.
Maybe some drug problem.
Oh, yeah. But on this issue, he's absolutely right.
Yeah. I agree.
Not absolutely right, or she wouldn't have been pregnant before they got married, but. The fact that, you know, that he doesn't want her to be an unwed mother. He wants to be married to the mother of his child.
Yeah. Everybody's going, can you believe you said you didn't want her to be a baby mom? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was being honest. Like, I'm not going to let her be a single mother. I'm going to marry her.
And why can't he say, why is that so horrible?
I don't know.
I mean, nobody's saying that you can't go, you know, somebody else can't go have a bunch of kids out of wedlock or whatever. Right. All he's saying is that he doesn't like that for his life.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know how many kids he already has, but
I don't know. But they were together for a long time. He obviously cares deeply about her, and she loves him. So, I didn't see the problem with that. But it's all over the tabloids today. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, he's great. And all.
He's got a ton of great songs.
Yeah.
He's got Midwest values.
That he does. Midwest,
he's from St. Louis, in case you haven't heard.
He will tell you. Major crisis for a lot of people. Japan is facing a matcha supply shortage. Because.
Sorry, I love matcha.
Well, that's what they're saying. Due to a rise in global popularity, everybody's drinking more matcha, which is like a tea, right?
It's like a green tea. Yeah.
Anything flavor like matcha that I've tried, I do not care for.
What about that ice cream? What is that? What kind of ice cream is that? Is that matcha ice cream?
There's matcha ice cream.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't care for the flavor, but everybody's drinking it, and now they're facing a supply shortage because I guess they can't produce it fast enough.
Oh, no.
Do you drink it, Lynn?
I do.
You do?
Every day.
Every day.
I love it.
Do you put milk in it?
Mm-mm.
No, just straight.
I just drink a regular matcha, like tea bag. I put it in the hot water.
They say there's a ton of health benefits for it. Well, a tea bag.
Yeah. But some, I mean, sweetened matcha you might like.
Yeah.
Like a Starbucks iced matcha.
That's more of my speed.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Now we're talking about it.
Yeah. I only drink 100% American matcha.
Is that right?
American matcha. Grown in America.
And today is two holidays. It's National Spinach Day, and it's also National Manatee Appreciation Day. So appreciate the manatees. I don't know for what. What are they contributing? I'm not a big manatee fan.
But people freak out about them.
Save the manatees.
Yeah. You know why? I think it's because they're so ugly and fat, people feel sorry for them, just like they do ugly, fat people.
They feel sorry for them.
Well, they're sea cows.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and I don't like that people like spray paint them because they're so gentle, you know. I don't harass them or touch them, but I just think they're kind of gross.
There's got to be a reason for them, right?
They've come by me while I've been in the water before, and I don't care whether they're slow and sweet or not. I hauled butt out of that water.
Yeah, it's so big. Yeah. It's kind of a little intimidating.
You're right. I'll sit out there if you want.
Yeah.
A big reaction to TJ's test yesterday. Coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hey, thanks. And make sure you go subscribe to the TJ Riggins Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, or you can just check it out at tjriggins.com, where you can also get the video. Also free. And you can also get the... you know, all the extras.
You say that, go get the video as I'm scratching my nose. Looks like I'm picking my nose.
Well, that's why you want to see it on the video.
Yeah,
sure. And speaking of video, we posted this video yesterday. TJ talked about his TJ test that he said he's been using for years and years and years. Can you quickly give like a recap of what it is for people that missed it?
Yeah, and it's mainly for, I came up with this with women calling the show and complaining that they don't know whether they're with the right person or not. And you look at it this way, if whether you're married or not, if you live together and both of you have to have a cup of coffee in the morning or your day is just not as productive and happy, but you both have to have milk in it to drink it. And he gets up before work, before you to go to work, and there's only enough milk for one cup of coffee. If he leaves it for you, then that's the right move. If he takes it for himself, it means that he doesn't put you first, and you may be looking at being with the wrong man.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Bloop, bloop. Lindsay, would Kyle say he would let you have the milk?
He would, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. He'd put you first,
mm-hmm.
like TJ says. Well, there was a lot of reactions under this video that we posted on social media. If you don't follow us, at TJ Riggins Show. Like Lauren said, my husband would 1,000,000% go without and put me first. He's been the one since I was 14 years old.
Ooh.
Isn't that amazing? Well, childhood love.
Well, as long as he wasn't 30.
30, right.
Right. God.
Now, here's where it gets kind of weird. Well, Jessica said, I think it's a great test. But I also think it can go both ways. If I was up first, I would leave it for my husband and grab something on my way to work. What's your take on that?
That's great.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
I like that.
But if your husband is the right person, he will feel awful about that and wish that you would have taken it.
Okay, interesting.
Mm-hmm. He will tell you, over and over, oh, you didn't need to do that. I appreciate it, but no, you take it next time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. At the risk of looking like a martyr?
No.
Okay.
He should really feel it.
He should has to feel it.
Yeah.
He can't just do it out of like an act.
Right.
Okay. But Desiree commented on Facebook, at TJ Riggins Show, or someone with foresight would go to the store the evening before and make sure you both had milk in the morning. So really, it's really not enough.
Well,
if a man was worth his salt, he would have purchased more milk.
That's somebody who makes excuses for a bad man all the time. And why she's with the wrong person.
Really?
Yeah. There's always a but if. Yeah. Yeah. It's a hypothetical situation. There could be a million but ifs, but your insistence on not playing the game tells me that you're hiding something or covering for something.
Ooh.
Like you can't just judge your man on the premise itself.
You hiding some, girl.
Hiding it. Now, that was one. I mean, the majority of them were, this is 1,000% right. Totally agreed. This is a great way to look at guys and to find the right one.
But the charitable person I am, Riggins, I look at that one as the one we need to help.
Maybe.
That's a cry for help from her.
How do we help her?
Well, hopefully she's listening now.
Yeah.
And she'll wake up. And realize, hey, I see what I'm doing now. Thank you, TJ, for opening my eyes.
That's what I needed.
My defiant eyes.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.